Good morning, happy new year. The Committee on Transportation will now come to order. Maryland, please call the roll.
Chair DeSigley.
Here.
Vice Chair Davis. Senator here. Senator Gruters. Senator Hooper.
Here.
Senator Torres. Senator Trumbull.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Quorum is present. Ask everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, thank you for that. Senate Bill 30 by Senator Garcia on tab 1 is temporarily postponed. I ask everybody to please silence all electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Okay, senators, we have a fairly small agenda. We're going to go as quickly as we can here. I've got to present a bill in another committee. And so with that, we are going to take up tab number 3, which is Senate Bill 258 on interstate safety. By Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. This bill, SB 258, prohibits a driver from operating a motor vehicle in the furthestmost left-hand lane of certain roadways with a speed limit of 65 miles. Not on? Got to get closer? Hello? There you go. Just got to get closer here. Prohibits certain roadways with speed limits of 65 miles an hour or more. And that is the bill. Not that anybody's ever experienced someone going slow in the left lane in Florida, but that's what the bill is designed to prohibit.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, any appearance forms? Okay, we've got Russ Johnson. Come on up, sir. Welcome.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members of the committee. I support this bill. We all drive on the highways a lot. And I find if I'm in the middle lane and I'm coming up a bunch of vehicles in the left lane moving slower than I am, I get worried about passing them. You know, some people in that line of cars want to travel faster. They're in a hurry to get somewhere, and it doesn't matter why they're in a hurry. Maybe they found out a loved one got sent to the hospital and they're trying to get to that hospital. For whatever reason, they're in a hurry and they're stuck behind a driver who doesn't belong in the left lane. At some point, we're humans. We get frustrated. Somebody in that line might pull out abruptly and not check. They might do a quick check, but not a sufficient check to see if there's a car next to him and cause an accident. The other issue currently is it's supposedly illegal to pass on the right. So the entire roadway legally should proceed at the speed of this person in the left-hand lane. They're given two choices, either slow down, clog up the highway, or commit an illegal act. This bill rectifies that situation. This person now is required by law to move over and allow vehicles to pass them. It's a big safety issue, and I would contend that the person driving wrongly in the left-hand lane is actually an aggressive driver. Who knows what their, I don't know what their motivation is. Excuse me. You know, maybe they're a vigilante out trying to control the traffic on their own. Maybe they're some kind of climate activist trying to get people to slow down and reduce emissions. But vigilanteism is against the law, and driving 65 miles an hour on a highway is no way, no place to protest anything. So please, I strongly urge you to pass this bill. Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. Any other appearance cards? Okay, seeing none. Is there any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Senator, I appreciate you bringing this bill forward. You know, I was lukewarm, as you know, on this bill last session. And, you know, I drive up here like so many of us do, 4.5 hours from Pinellas County. And I have, you know, I've noticed that this is an issue. And I know there's kind of enforcement questions, but I saw an interesting video, and I want to share, and I'll let you close. I think it was in Texas. This law is in Texas as well. And so there was an officer that pulled over an individual who was doing the speed limit in the left-hand lane. And when he pulled over this motorist, the motorist said, well, you know, I'm not sure what I did wrong. I was going the speed limit. And he said, well, that's the whole point. The point is not you going the speed limit. The point is that the left-hand lane is for passing only. And it was just a very interesting interaction that I do appreciate you bringing this bill. I wanted to share that with you today, Senator. So with that, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you. And the speaker before just brought up some really good points. It's called the Interstate Safety Act. It is illegal to pass on the right-hand side, and that's for safety reasons. And if you look at the data from the Highway Patrol, in the last 5 years, there were 17,404 accidents that were a direct result of passing on the right-hand side. There were 247 instances in 2001 involving death or incapacitation from passing accidents that happened from passing on the right-hand side. So this is a way to keep traffic moving at a regular rate and also to keep our roads safe. So I ask for your support.
Thank you, Senator. Marilyn, please call the roll on Senate Bill 258.
Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Vice Chair Davis?
Yes.
Chair DeSigley?
Yes. All right, vote. Senate Bill 258 is reported favorably. Thank you.
Can you activate the video?
So as we all know, last year we lost a legend. Here in the state of Florida, Jimmy Buffett. So please watch this video. So, like I said, we know we lost a legend here, not only in the state of Florida, but really across the world. Jimmy Buffett was a legend. We have two bills today that are going to make sure that this state is going to honor that legacy. And so, I'm very happy that we were able to play that video, and for this very meeting, this is the Jimmy Buffett day on Transportation Committee here in the Senate. So. With that, Senators, we're going to take up tab number 4, Senate Bill 434 on specialty license plates, Margaritaville, by Senator Harrell. Senator, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you so very much, and I want to thank you for showing the video. I know sometimes that can be a little controversial to show a video before you do a bill, but Margaritaville is just what Florida is all about. Jimmy Buffett is the icon of Florida. No one represents the open sun, beaches, music more than Jimmy Buffett and Margaritaville. And what this bill simply does is establish a license plate called Margarita License Plate, and I have a variety of options here. I happen to prefer the one with the beach chair, the tree on the water, a plane. But this one is missing a red parrot. So I think we need to add a red parrot to that one. So this bill will establish a license plate. And we know license plates specialty plates can be controversial. And, you know, we have a limited number on it. So they will have to meet all the requirements of a license plate to establish one in Florida. And the proceeds from this go to Jimmy Buffett's charitable foundation, which is called Singing for Change. And what that money will do through that foundation will help to rebuild and support communities that have suffered various natural and man-made disasters. So the money will stay in Florida. It will all go to help people who are really in a difficult situation, as we're seeing right now in Panama City. So with the, we do have an amendment.
Thank you, Senator. Let's go ahead and take up that amendment. We're going to take up amendment barcode number 420120 by Senator Harrell. You are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And this amendment simply brings the bill language in line with Florida statutes and specifies that 10%, there's a 10% cap on the administrative costs and marketing of the license plate.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on the amendment? Senators, any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any appearance forms for the amendment? We have Jeffrey Sharkey waving in support. Thank you. No more appearance cards. Any debate on the amendment? Senators, any debate? Seeing none, Senator Harrell, you're recognized to – I'm sorry. Yep, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I have to go along with my colleague. I feel somewhat slighted that we don't have margaritas up here to go along with that. That was just a quick comment. But for just clarification, Senator Harrell, the organization, the charitable foundation, is Singing for Change, right? And so I heard you say that the money from the plate will stay in Florida. So my question to you is, with that, is Singing for Change a 501c3? Is it a nonprofit organization itself?
Mr. Chair.
So we are in debate, so we'll remove the question mark, and then she can answer that in her close of the amendment. So you recognize the closer in your amendment.
Yes, I'm happy to close on the amendment. Yes, the all the dollars that will be raised from this will stay in Florida and will be channeled into areas of the state where there has been some kind of natural or man-made disaster to help people recover from that.
Thank you for that great close.
And with that, I close.
All right, senators, all in favor of the amendment say yay. Any opposed say nay. Show the amendment adopted. Okay, we are back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? You're recognized to ask as many questions as you'd like.
Just going back to that one, you answered all of that. I was just asking about the organization itself, Senator Harrell, because it's a charitable foundation. Is it a 501c3 itself? But that's the question.
Recognized.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is a 501c3.
Any further questions? All right. Seeing no more questions, any appearance forms for the bill as amended? Seeing none, any debate on the bill as amended? Any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Harrell, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Thank you very much. I am so delighted to do this bill. As a Jimmy Buffett fan for more years than I care to say, I can say that no one represents really the sun and fun and the great environment of Florida than Jimmy Buffett. And I hope everyone will buy a license tag. And maybe after this passes the floor, we'll have some margaritas. And with that, I ask for your favorable support.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Marilyn, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 434.
Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Vice Chair Davis?
Yes.
Chair DeSigley?
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 434 is reported favorably. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The senators, we are now going to take up tab number 2, Senate Bill 84. On transportation facility designations, Jimmy Buffett Highway, by Leader Book.
Hello.
Leader Book, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. If it's okay with you, can I take up the delete all?
Yeah, sure. We'll go ahead and take up amendment barcode number 942992 by Senator Book. You are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'll try and do this without singing or in my sing-songy voice.
Yes, please.
Because as Senator Harrell, being a lifelong parrot head, it's hard to do. Thank you for allowing me to present this bill to designate Florida State Road A1A after Jimmy Buffett, a true icon in our state for decades. This bill would designate the entirety of A1A throughout the state as Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. State Road A1A was chosen to be the Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway in recognition of his fifth studio album, which was named A1A. The bill directs DOT to place the first marker by August 30th, 2024, in recognition of another Jimmy Buffett classic, Come Monday, which I'll say, Come Monday, It'll Be All Right, which referenced the Labor Day show. In honor of this, we wanted to ensure the first marker was unveiled the Friday before Labor Day. As Jimmy once said, it's a sweet life living by the salty sea, and we could not think of a better way to honor him than by memorializing him along Florida's coastal highway. Mr. Bill, that Mr. Chair, that is the strike all amendment.
Okay, thank you. Senators, any questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any appearance forms for the amendment? No appearance forms. Any debate? Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Booker, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
I won't sing, so that's, I'll wave.
All in favor of the amendment say yay. All opposed say nay. Show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, any appearance forms for the bill? No appearance forms. Any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Book, you are recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Should we have margaritas or a cheeseburger in paradise, or should I make you all do fins to the left, fins to the right?
Well, we can do that.
We're the only girl in town, and ask for your favorable support.
All right. Thank you so much. Marilyn, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 84.
Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Vice Chair Davis?
Yes.
Chair DeSigling?
Yes. All right, your vote, CS for Senate Bill 84, is reported favorably. Thank you so much, Leader Book. All right, I am now going to hand the gavel over to our Vice Chair Davis.
Thank you, Chair. We are getting ready to take up tab 5, SB 753, on regulation of commercial motor vehicles by Senator DeSigley. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill represents the substance of the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle 2024 legislative package. The bill adopts updated federal commercial motor vehicle regulations and creates a new section of law related to the Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse for commercial motor vehicle drivers. The bill updates the date of adoption of federal regulations and rules for commercial motor vehicles from December 31st, 2020 to December 31st, 2023. That is so that we can remain compliant with federal law changes. Beginning in November 18th, 2024, as required by federal law, the bill authorizes the department to downgrade the license of or deny application for a commercial driver's license if the driver shows up in the clearinghouse as disqualified from operating a commercial motor vehicle. The bill also, failure to adopt the revised federal regulations could jeopardize future federal funding for commercial vehicle safety programs. Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you, Chair DeSigley. Are there any questions on the bill, Senators? Any questions? Do we have any amendments? We have one amendment. We are about to take up Amendment 382268. Senator DeSigley, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment incorporates several recommendations from the department that provide clarification regarding the operation of the clearinghouse and the right of review. That is the amendment.
Senators, any questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms on the amendment? Seeing no appearance forms, is there any debate on the amendment? Okay. Senators DeSigley, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave close, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All in favor of the amendment, say yay. Yay. All opposed, say nay. The amendment is adopted. Okay, we're back on the bill as amended. Senators, again, are there any questions on the bill as amended? Any appearance forms on the bill as amended? We have a few. Alex Miller. Thank you, Ms. Miller. Todd Michaels, thank you, Mr. Michaels, and Waylon Thompson, thank you. Thank you all for that. Senator DeSigley, you recognize to close on your bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I ask your favorable support on this very good bill.
Marilyn, please call the roll on CS for SB 754. I'm sorry.
Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull? Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Davis?
Yes. Thank you, Marilyn. By your vote, CS for SB 754 is reported favorably. Thank you, Chair DeSigley, and I'll pass the gavel back over to you.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? All right, seeing none, any other business before the committee? Senator Gruders moves, we adjourn. Seeing no objection, show the motion adopted, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rob, 10 minutes.